The email project is organized by the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. Andy Schuster is a spokesperson with the State Department of Veterans Affairs. He says any citizen will be able to send email to a Wisconsin soldier or a unit in the Wisconsin National Guard.
We know in talking with soldiers that getting those letters or getting that communications means so much to them by keeping in touch. Because as we know today, many of us are so used to being electronically. And they're not going to be able to have that so much individually or otherwise. But just knowing that something like this is in place is going to make them feel much better.
Schuster says the emails will be saved in order to preserve a record for the history books. He says the museum undertook a similar program during the Persian Gulf War. He adds that the growing archive will be invaluable for future generations.
We feel this is just going to add to it for generations to come, so that someday the children and grandchildren can, if they didn't know about before, they'll be able to all of a sudden find out that they found something that recorded about their father or their grandfather.
Schuster says more information is available at the Department of Veterans Affairs website or by calling the Veterans Museum in Madison. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.